From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. The main suspect in the Paris attacks has been arrested, according to a senior Belgian official who says Salah Abdeslam was captured in a series of raids in Brussels today. Fingerprints of the man believed responsible for November's attacks have been found in an apartment there after being at large since November. VOA's Jamie Detmer talks about how important taking this elusive man into custody has been.
He was a young man who slipped across back into Belgium on the night of the attacks as they were being carried out or shortly after, and has been on the run ever since.
Belgium's Minister of Justice has now confirmed the arrest. According to the minister, the suspect was injured in the leg during the earlier shootout. European leaders have approved a revised deal with Turkey today to curb the unprecedented flow of migrants into Europe. The deal requires that all new migrants coming into Turkey, coming from Turkey into Greece after March 20th, this Sunday, would be returned to Turkey. Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu says the tide of migrants seeking refuge in Turkey and the European Union is not an issue for bargaining.
I hope we will be achieving our goal to help all the refugees as well as to deepen Turkish-EU relations, which is a good news for our continent and for the humanity altogether.
In exchange, Turkey is expecting to get financial aid, quicker EU membership talks, and visa-free travel for Turkish citizens in the Schengen zone. The actual returns begin April 4th. Three policemen have been killed in an attack on security forces in Niger near the border with Nigeria, Burkina Faso, and Mali. The attacks come just before Niger voters go to the polls on Sunday for a presidential runoff. This is VOA News.